Welcome to Parc Jarry in Montreal, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Bill North. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Pepitone. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Rick Munday. Batting seventh. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rick Rochelle. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Rick Rochelle. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second. The left fielder, Clyde Mayshore. Batting third. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Boots Day. Batting 7th. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting 8th. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Ernie McAnally. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Ernie McAnally. And now, play ball. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is called out on strikes. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McAnally fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clyde Mayshore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayshore hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Hunt moves to third. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Hunt scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Expos. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo strikes out. Two outs. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Beckert reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger strikes out. Two outs. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is called out on strikes. One out. Ernie McAnally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAnally hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pepitone scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hunt for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0-for-1 in the game. North hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McAnally fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckert takes first base on ball 4. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Mayshore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-for-1 in the game. Pepitone hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Clyde Mayshore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayshore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mayshore strikes out. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0-for-1 in the game. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-1 in the game. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-1 in the game. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Monday for the out. Santo moves to second. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball towards center. Day catches it and throws to second to double up Santo. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Singleton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Singleton. The throw from Martin and he is safe. Singleton steals second. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0-for-1 in the game. Day strikes out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-1 in the game. Foley strikes out. Martin drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Foley out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey is walked intentionally. Ernie McAnally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAnally is 0-for-1 in the game. McAnally strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle is 0-for-1 in the game. Rochelle bunts in front of the plate. McCarver fields it and throws to first for the out. Kessinger moves to second. One out. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0-for-2 in the game. North hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops it up and throws to first, with McAnally covering, for the out. Kessinger moves to third. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hunt is called out on strikes. One out. Clyde Mayshore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayshore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mayshore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0-for-2 in the game. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive towards first. Fairley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-for-2 in the game. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-2 in the game. Monday hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Santo moves to second. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Santo scores. Monday moves to third. It's Cubs, 1, Expos, 1. Mike Marshall now pitching. John Bacabella now catching. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Martin moves to second. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle is 0-for-1 in the game. Rochelle is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-2 in the game. Fairley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Singleton bunts in front of the plate. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. Fairley moves to second. One out. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0-for-2 in the game. Day is walked intentionally. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-2 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0-for-3 in the game. North takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley fields the ball and throws to second. Foley drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Foley. Beckert moves to second. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams is walked intentionally. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-for-3 in the game. Pepitone strikes out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bailey hits a fly ball into right field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Martin scoops up the ball and tags Hunt for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Monday is called out on strikes. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Martin for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Clyde Mayshore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayshore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mayshore hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a fly ball into right field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Singleton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fairley moves to second. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Day hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Beckert reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardenal pinch hits for Rick Rochelle. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dan McGinn pinch runs for Jose Cardenal. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. North hits a fly ball towards right. Singleton catches it and throws to first to double up McGinn. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Jack Aker now pitching. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-3 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 0-for-1 in the game. Bacabella strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-for-4 in the game. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Santo strikes out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Monday is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde Mayshore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayshore is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mayshore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Fairley takes first base on ball 4. Marshall moves to second. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Martin hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kessinger hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jack Aker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marshall fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Day is called out on strikes. 1 out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 4 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. North hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Beckert bunts for an out with unknown description. North moves to second. 1 out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Williams is walked intentionally. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Pepitone hits a line drive towards short. Foley catches it and throws to first to double up Williams. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 0 for 2 in the game. Bacabella hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Morton pinch runs for John Bacabella. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Hunt is hit by the pitch. Morton moves to second. Clyde Mayshore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Morton moves to third. Hunt moves to second. Clyde Mayshore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayshore is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Mayshore strikes out. 1 out. Hal Breeden pinch hits for Mike Marshall. Steve Hamilton now pitching. Jim Hickman now playing first base. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is walked intentionally. Ron Woods pinch hits for Ron Fairley. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Morton scores. Hunt moves to third. Breeden moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 2, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.